What's in the news this week, everybody?
It's what you need to know.
Orem police suspect that a woman yesterday made a U-turn sharply in Orem near 8th North and 8th East, and her dog fell out of the car, and they suspect that she was three times over the legal limit with blood alcohol level. Witnesses said that the woman was driving erratically, and then her dog fell out of the car when she pulled a U-turn. She didn't notice, and someone took care of the dog while people chased her down. Chased down her SUV and said, "Hey, lady, you lost your dog." And then they smelled alcohol and called police. Her blood alcohol level was 0.27. I didn't know that that was... I thought you might be comatose. If you
Yeah. Wow. 0.08 is
legal limit. 0.27.
So the window was open. Dog was in front seat, we're assuming.
Getting jostled
around.
In
and
shotgun.
Dips out of car.
Yep.
That's...
Yeah. Always belt them in.
Yeah.
Right. Well, my girlfriend makes us drive around with a harness on the dog.
No, the dog's like, "I am not riding with this woman. She's drunk. I'm hopping out." That's what happened.
Anybody call an Uber?
Yeah.
The FLDS sect thinks the apocalypse is tomorrow. Escaped member named Alyssa Wall tells The Guardian that the apocalypse is Wednesday, according to Warren Jeffs. He's been telling his people that. Many consider that he just said this because he wants to be freed from jail. But they think that the apocalypse is going to happen tomorrow and that in it, a giant earthquake will crumble the walls of his prison where he is jailed, and he's currently in jail on fraud
charges. So just
like
a mini apocalypse at the walls of his prison?
A very specifically located apocalypse.
Oh.
At the foundation of the jailhouse.
I'm suing. I've already patented the Apocalypse is Wednesday as my autobiography. It's upsetting. All right.
Talk about hump day.
Well, I mean, hey, and why don't keep the apocalypse to yourself? I mean, let everybody know. It's not really, you know, you don't get any credit for it. If you don't tell people about it,
right?
The apocalypse happens, and you're like, "Oh, I knew that was going to happen. Didn't I tell you it was going to be Wednesday?" You're like, "No,
you didn't mention it at all.
So sorry."
Yeah, you don't get the credit.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I know it's a huge burn on you when you're like, "Yeah, the apocalypse is Wednesday. The apocalypse is Wednesday," and it turns out it's Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
But still, you know, put it out there. If you're going to claim the apocalypse is the day of the week, you just let it.
Put the stamp
let it
of
be
pride
known.
On it.
At
yes.
least tweet it.
Own it. speaking of tweeting, there may have been some tweets involved with this. Layton police are investigating that a YouTuber there who has millions of followers, Leafy Is Here, is the reason for some recent SWAT calls. It's happened three times in Layton since December that the SWAT team was called out. Several of these were pretty serious. There was a bomb threat, and people. The caller said there were four bombs placed at a residence. Another one said family members had been killed and that there was another one who was still in danger. And all of them were hoaxes, and police don't believe anyone is in danger, but they would like to quit wasting resources and quit being on these fake calls when there might be real calls
sure.
happening.
Oh, now, all the calls were to this dude's house,
they're
the YouTuber?
They're all near his house, yes, kind of around it. And so they think that he might be being swatted.
Yeah, swatting is pretty diabolical. This is basically when you beat... The traditional swatting is when you are playing a video game with some dudes across the country and...
With your headset on.
Yeah, you smack talk them real bad. They get PO'd. They hack and figure out where you live, where your IP address is coming from. And then they tell the SWAT team, someone at that house is holding a bunch of family members
what?
Hostage.
Right. And then they pop in and you have Cheeto hands and you're like, whoa?
Right.
Yeah.
What?
And this dude, I guess, I looked at one of his YouTube videos. It looks like he just plays this one video game of which I don't know what it is. It's a first person, not shooter, but knifer. He's
right.
just sort of jumping through mountains with this knife.
Not great graphics.
I know. It's old school looking. Yeah.
But he, in between, like, he plays the game, but he comments on other stuff. He comments on other people's videos.
Someone sent me another video.
This is Leafy Is Here.
There was this lady that, was eating rocks.
I don't think.
But I watched, like, 10 seconds of it, and I just knew that I had to make a video on this. So without further ado, guys, today we're going to be watching Strange Addictions, The Lady That Likes to Eat Rocks, literally. So without further ado, guys, everybody sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, grab a rock, and grab your favorite dog, and let's play this fantastic video.
Right, so this charming person makes, you know, probably a halfway decent living on YouTube. That video has, like, 1.2 million views. Some other ones I saw have like 3 and 4.
Right, he has
That's
2 million followers, I guess, too.
Lives in Layton.
Yeah. I'm doing it wrong.
And he talks a lot of
smack. No offense, y'all, but